listening to the Shades of Tea podcast, a platform where we amplify the voices, cultures, and experiences of our underrepresented students.
As you know, our podcast is about amplifying voices, and today me and Sophie are going to talk about our identity.
For those of you who don't know, me and Maxine are mixed race, and we would love to let our listeners learn about this.
But first off, what does the term mixed race mean? So being mixed race means having parents or ancestors that are of different racial or ethnic backgrounds. I feel like a lot of people, they automatically think of a combination of the black and white race. Whereas I think people often forget that there's a lot of different ethnicities that come under like the mixed race umbrella.
I completely agree, Maxine. I mean, me and Maxine have the same mix of British and Jamaican. However, I think it'll be quite interesting to see like if we have different experiences and thoughts despite having the same background.
Well, let's find out. I mean, obviously, everyone of mixed heritage have different experiences, but there are still some quite general shared experiences as well. So I hope that our listeners today can feel seen in like a few of the things that we share in this episode.
First off, what terms have you heard about for being mixed race and how do you feel about them? We've got like, first of all, we'll start off with biracial. What do you think about biracial?
Yeah, I'm fine with biracial. I don't think, like, for me, it represents me because I come from two different races. But I feel like some people of mixed race have more than just two, because obviously bi meaning two. So I feel like that is not very representative of kind of everyone that comes under mixed race.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing, because obviously bi means like two. And I feel like not everyone has just like two different, like, backgrounds, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of limiting and it sort of only suits people who do have like two different backgrounds. So
I feel like multiracial makes more sense as a term.
Yeah.
Like, because that could mean two or three or four or more. So
yeah.
I feel like that's a lot more like representative and it's a lot more like an inclusive term.
Yeah, completely agree. I mean, I'm all for multiracial, a lot more than biracial, to be honest.
Yeah.
What about light skin?
Oh, do you know what? Not a fan of this one. Just
neither.
For the simple fact that, like, it's the assumption that all mixed race people look the same. And light skin, like, has the connotations of someone that's black and white. And obviously, like we said earlier, you don't just have to be black and white to be mixed race. You could be black or an Asian or white and Asian. Or
yeah.
There's so many possibilities.
Yeah, I feel like with light skin, there's... You know, in like the media, there's all those like memes and everything about
yeah.
light and everything. I feel like it's more of a trend than like an actual way to
yeah.
describe a mixed race person. I'm not a fan of it. Like, I'm really not. I feel like it's quite limiting. It's sort of only showing mixed race people as being mixed, just like black and white rather than like any others. So, but yeah, I'm not too much of a fan of light skin. I can't lie.
Definitely. And also it kind of just like has this idea that to be the right mixed race person, you have to be light skin, which obviously
yeah.
is not the case. And so in that way, like you said, it's quite limiting, which kind of leads us on to the last one, which I definitely have a problem with. I feel like a lot of people don't know this. So the term half caste, which is all like often used to refer to mixed race people. So the origins of the word, like caste, means in Latin, it means pure. And so when you're calling someone half caste, you're calling them like half a pure person. Like, you're calling them like half a person,
oh,
basically.
That's
and
not nice.
No, it's not nice at all. I don't know how it hasn't really turned into like a derogatory term. Like, I classify that as a slur, really.
I didn't even know that. Like,
yeah.
Why has no one said anything about that? I didn't have a clue. I mean, I just didn't like the way it sounded, to be honest. I didn't really know what it meant. But now you've said that, that's, oh. Ew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
like
a lot
that.
Of people don't know. And I think it often gets away, like, people get away with it because I think caste, I think it's in Spanish or Portuguese, I'm not quite sure, but one of them, it means race. So in a couple of languages, it means half race, which is very similar to mixed race. How it's mostly meant a lot of the time is half caste, like,
yeah.
not a full person. Because it's in, like, I don't know if you had to read like kind of old texts in secondary school for English, but I remember it being in like quite a few of them and it was not meant in a positive way at all.
Oh yeah. You know what? Speaking of English GCSE, I remember we did like a book, Jane Eyre or something. Now, obviously this was written
yeah.
like years and years ago, I remember we literally had like half a lesson spent on understanding the word Creole, which is like not a good word for a mixed race person, which I had no clue what that word was. I remember there's like three of us, like three mixed race people in that class, I think. And I think we all just felt a little bit uncomfortable, you know, when that term was associated with us. I mean, obviously it's education, I guess, but it was like one of those things. It was like, oh, you feel really awkward because you think everyone in like the class is just going to start calling you like Creole and everything. You know, I didn't enjoy that lesson too much, but you just remind me of that word. I completely forgot about that. Thank God I forgot about that.
I'm glad you did. I haven't even heard of that. Like, yeah, we didn't do that text in school, so that never really came up. But I've both learned a new one today.
Yeah, learn new things every day.
I think the only other term that I really know of for mixed race is dual heritage. This is what I used to get told by my family when I was younger, that I was dual heritage. But I used to think that they meant jewel, as in like a gem, like a stone, like a precious stone. And I was like, thinking about it, it's quite cute, because I was like, oh yeah, I'm dual heritage, like I'm like a jewel, which is quite cute. And then I kind of like realized that it just meant jewel as in two, but it's cute little misunderstanding of that. Would you say that you have a dual identity, being part British and part Jamaican? Like, how would you define your identity?
I guess sort of in basic terms, yeah, because I'm part British and part Jamaican. That's two things. Dual means two, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's quite unbalanced, my identity. I mean, I feel like a lot of people expect you to sort of express like your British side as equally as your like Jamaican side, I guess. But for me, I've always felt a bit more British. Like, obviously, I was born here, like in the UK. But then another thing is that I haven't had the chance to sort of tap into my Jamaican side, if that makes sense. I mean, I've been brought up like around like British, like white people, you know what I mean? And I haven't really, I don't know, I just haven't really tapped into it.
Like the exposure to it.
Yeah, like I've always had quite a British like upbringing. I mean, I've never had a lot of like Jamaican food. I think the most I've had is jerk chicken. That's about it. Like, I just feel like it's quite unbalanced for me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm me, I'm Sophie, and that's good enough for me, you know?
Exactly. But yeah,
I'd love to learn like about my Jamaican side, because my grandparents like passed away like a couple of years ago, so I never really got the chance to like understand it fully and understand like my Jamaican background. But obviously, like, I feel like with things like that, though, it's quite difficult, because sometimes like talking about like Black history can be difficult sometimes. Yeah, I don't really know a lot about my Jamaican side at all, to be honest.
I don't think I know any mixed race people that actually feel like different sides of their identity are balanced. I don't think it's a really common thing. I mean, I don't think anyone has that experience. I definitely don't. I feel like, oh, it's tricky, because kind of on one hand, I feel like I relate more to my Jamaican side. I feel like I look more Jamaican than I do British. I think sometimes when I try and think about it, I try and think, if someone was looking at me and they were to put me, there was two, like my Jamaican or British side, and they had to put me in one of them, I don't think many people would put me in the British side. I think most people would put me more towards Jamaican side, just because physically I think I look more than British. But then again, it's like I grew up around like a lot more around my British side. So I feel like in that sense, it's kind of balanced, because like my childhood was more of like my British side. But since becoming like from like mid-teens, I feel like it's been more the other way. So I feel like now it's balanced a little bit more. But I still say I feel more like 60% Jamaican, 40% British.
You said you feel more Jamaican as you've grown up.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like that?
Going from my primary school was very predominantly white. I lived in a predominantly white area, and like all the clubs I went to were predominantly white. So going to secondary school, I went to a lot more of a mixed secondary school, and I moved into a little bit more of a diverse area. I feel like after that, it like opened my eyes a lot more. I got to learn more about my culture, and I got to like just see more people that looked like me. So it didn't feel like I was such like an outsider. But I also think that when I kind of got to mid-teens, I became a lot more switched on to racism. And once I kind of realized a lot of my childhood experiences had involved racism and discrimination towards me, I was like, I feel like I really need to read about this and like learn about it more. And the more reading and learning I did about it and like about my family and my like heritage and Jamaica in general, the more I started to like relate to it more and like find more comfort in it.
You know what I really like? I really like how you said the more you learned, like the more you felt comfortable. That's really nice. Like, that's really nice to hear, because I feel like even now, like as a mixed race person, I sometimes don't feel too comfortable with my identity purely because I sometimes feel like I'm not black enough, if that makes sense. Like, because obviously I haven't educated myself a lot about like Jamaica and stuff like that. So that's probably why, I mean, I feel a bit more British than I do Jamaican. And obviously, like you said, with like the white upbringing, like going to a primary school where I was like one of the like blackest people there, and I'm not even like fully black. But you know what I mean? It was a bit isolating. So I sort of had to adapt in order to, you know,
emotionally survive, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's a very challenging situation to be in, especially when you're really young. Especially, yeah, because you don't, when you're really young, you don't understand, like, you don't understand the society's, like, society and, like, the structures and the systems and even, like, the gene part of it. So trying to, like, navigate that when you're younger, it's just so hard. You just have to do whatever works for you to just get you through it.
Oh, yeah, that brings us sort of onto our next question. So what do you feel your struggles are as a mixed race person?
Yeah, there's a mix of positives and challenges. I don't want to call them negatives, but I'll call them challenges. One of the things I struggle with the most is like stereotypes. The stereotype of mixed race people being like prestige. I hate. I got it so much in like secondary school and college. Like, if someone was shouting at me across like the classroom and I did not want to shout back, and I also did not want to be shouted at, I'd get called prestige for that. And it's like, no, I'm not prestige. I don't think I'm better than anyone. I just don't like being shouted at. Maybe I just didn't want to talk to you. Like, at the end of the day, that's really what it was about and not about anything else. I can understand how it can seem like that to people, but it just kind of feels like there's a stereotype about mixed race people being prestige. And it's just carried, like, people just project that onto mixed race people when there might be a million reasons. Like, people might think they're better than some other people, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's because they're mixed race. It could be many reasons that someone might feel that, like, that sort of way.
Yeah, I feel like there's a thing called, like, light skin, like, privilege or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I don't feel privileged to be mixed race, but I have to say, I feel like I am more privileged than other races. And that's not just like, that's just not me being like, oh yeah, I'm privileged, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, being mixed race, I think you definitely have more privilege. Like, being mixed race, being British and Jamaican, someone that's, I hate using like the term like fully Jamaican, because with ethnicity, nobody is 100% anything. It's very, very uncommon to be. But people that are, for the sake of it, we'll just say fully Jamaican, they experience a lot more racism and a lot more discrimination than me, who's half Jamaican.
Definitely.
But then even with that, it's like kind of people sometimes assume that because you experience less racism, that you experience none. And it's like,
yes, that's what I was trying to get at.
You definitely don't experience none. It's just very different. Like, there's just different things that you experience, and different, you experience racism in different forms. It's definitely not there at all.
I think another struggle that I've had as a mixed race person would probably be, okay, there's something that just bugs me, right? It's when someone asks like, which of your parents is like the black one and which one's like the white one.
Question.
That really bugs me.
Yeah.
Like, does it matter? You know what I mean?
To some people, apparently it really does. They just have to know. Yeah, I don't get it, because it kind of like, it like separates mixed race people into like almost being like two types. Like, if one of your parents is like one race and the one the other, and then the opposite. But it's kind of like, although yes, you'd probably have a different experience if you had a Jamaican mum, whether if you had a Jamaican dad, but feels like it's doing more harm than good. Like, it feels like it's just separating a group of people that do not need to be separated any more than they already are. Like, it just seems very counterproductive.
I just don't see why it matters. Like, why does that matter? You know what I mean?
No, I feel like it's just nosy.
Yeah, I mean, another one as well is when they ask you, like, they make you feel like you have to pick if you're black or white.
Yeah,
like,
I hate that.
You don't need to pick.
You don't have to do that.
Like, I'm both. I'm mixed race. I'm not black.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I'm like both. So, I mean,
I think my least favorite one is the "what are you" question, because asking like where I'm from it can get annoying sometimes, but I can understand where it comes from. Like, people are curious, but the what are you, like, a person, like, if you're gonna ask me that question and you're asking where I'm from, just ask me where are you from. You don't need to say why are you, because it just makes you feel like you're not a person, like you're not a human, like you're some weird alien. And it's like, that's not a nice thing to feel.
Yeah, it is.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel like when they ask, like, what are you? It's like, I don't know. Like, you tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. You tell me.
I'm human. I'm just like you. You know what I mean? It's a very uncomfortable question. Like, I understand they're curious, but there's ways of wording it.
Yeah. I feel like me and you could really talk about this all day.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Going on to more of a positive side now.
Yes.
So what kind of positives do you think, do you, like, feel or, like, experience of being mixed race?
I'd probably say I like how I can delve into more than, like, one culture.
Yeah.
So I can also, I understand British culture, but I also understand Jamaican culture. Obviously, I understand British culture more, you know what I mean? But I like the fact that I can sort of feel part of more than one, if that makes sense. I mean, it's quite nice. You get to sort of see and feel different experiences from, like, a mixed race perspective.
A positive I find about being mixed race is I feel like it gives me a lot of perspective, because I have, like, family members and friends that are of different races. I feel like I can understand different points of view, which is very useful. It can be quite conflicting sometimes, but
yeah,
even then, I'd rather have the ability to have two perspectives rather than just one.
Yeah.
Well, you get three perspectives, really, because you get yours as well.
Yeah, can have as many perspectives.
And yeah, I agree with you in terms of, like, getting to experience two different cultures. Like, anyone can experience different cultures, but you kind of get easy access into two different cultures, which is nice. And then when I was thinking of ideas for this podcast, I was having a little research and I found out that mixed race people, they have, like, more genetic diversity. And so it gives, apparently it gives you more of a chance of surviving certain diseases because you have, like, a combination of genes that other people don't have. So apparently can give you, like, advantages biologically sometimes.
Really cool.
I know, it's really cool. I was like, I get ill quite a lot, so I don't know if it really applies to me, but you never know.
The science is a lie.
I don't know. I probably need to do more research to confirm it, but it'd be cool if that was the case.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. I'd love to survive. Like,
yeah,
that's really good to hear. That's made my day.
we're like,
nothing can harm us.
Yeah, feel a bit invincible now.
Yeah.
And then kind of along the same lines, actually, like, not me personally, but some mixed race people, they have two different languages spoken in their house, or even more. So they get, like, almost easy access to being bilingual. And I think being bilingual, like, multilingual, is just one of the coolest things ever. Like, I'm pretty sure you know about this about me, Sophie, but I learn a lot of different languages. And oh my gosh, is it so hard? It's so hard to learn, like, different languages when you're, like, this age rather than when you're a kid, because you learn in, like, very different ways when you're a kid. But jealous of people that get to grow up with, like, different languages in their household. And I think that's definitely a real positive.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would love to be able to speak another language as well as English. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh. You know, the closest I got to that was literally French and Spanish at like high school. I smashed French and Spanish, mate. I was so good at it. I can't do it now, though. I can't say I'm bilingual now.
You kind of lose it after GCSE sometimes, don't you? Now, kind of, we've spoken about, like, identity and like how we feel, kind of like more of an inside and like personality wise. But in terms of physical appearance, I feel like we're gonna have a very similar answer to this one. But what do you feel is unique about your physical appearance?
My hair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The curly hair.
I feel like that's the most defining part.
Yes.
Oh, and that in itself is a massive topic, really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, especially in the media, when they're trying to portray, like, mixed race people, they always do someone with curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, there's more to be mixed race than having an afro or, like, curly hair, you know? But for me, because I've got that, like, that's unique for me. That's unique to me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about myself. That's unique about my physical appearance. But it would be really nice if there was a lot more, you know, representation physically for mixed race people in the media. I can't lie, because not all of us have like curly hair, you know what I mean? So
I feel like there's really like this image of mixed race people being like having like blonde curly hair and green eyes, and I mean, yes, a few mixed race people might look like that, but the majority do not. And especially when we're talking about people that like have different races that are not just white and black, like there's many different ways to look mixed race. So yeah, I agree. I hope that the media start to portray more diverse mixed race people rather than just sticking to like one stereotype. And yeah, that leads us very, very nicely again onto our last question, which is, what are some things that you wish that other people knew about mixed race people or about being mixed race?
I think just don't ask stupid questions. Like people just don't ask silly questions, like, you know, which about our like parents, which one's a white or black one, or like what are you, you know, stuff like that. Just don't ask silly questions about us like that. One thing that I wish people knew about mixed race people, I mean, I've not really got a lot to hide, to be honest with you. So, you know, my cards are all out on the table. I don't think there's anything that, you know, I've not shared about myself being mixed that, you know, I wish like people knew. But I think I wish that people knew that we're not fully black or fully white. We're both. Like, no,
we're not one, we're not the other. We are both of them.
Ties to like one, like, you know, race or ethnicity or whatever.
Yeah.
What makes race? That's
the whole point. It's the whole point of the term. Otherwise, it's the whole point of the term. Otherwise, we just call ourselves white or black. Or
another thing. Whatever. Don't touch my hair without asking me. And that's really well. Don't be touching my hair. Like I feel like sometimes. Oh my god! When I was younger, I was in Asda, and I remember this woman just like touching my hair, and it was just the most weird thing. It's like people treat you like you're like a pet or something, like a new pet bunny or something, and just start stroking it. Like,
Not my favorite. Not my favorite. Or people smelling your hair. Have you ever had that?
Yeah,
because like it's weird. Like, why are you sniffing me, please? Because I feel like it's even worse than people touching it. Like, I understand that curly hair products usually smell really, really nice, but there is no need to stick your face in my hair. No need. I hate it. Just don't do that. That's one thing you can just not do, if anything.
No, I completely agree. Like, don't, like, just ask, you know, if you really want to. Just ask. Like, don't put your greasy molars in my hair like that. I just wash like
massively. I don't know where your hands have been.
I sleep with damp hair. You know, don't get all your greasy molars in it without asking me, okay?
No. Like, if you ask, don't then get offended if I say no. Because just because you've asked doesn't mean I have to say yes. Like, I am my own person. And if I don't want someone touching me, I can say I don't want someone touching me.
Yeah, I mean, you might have just been eating a McDonald's cheeseburger and you've got, like, the ketchup on your fingers. I don't want that in my hair.
Salt, some grease. I don't want that in my hair. Ooh. I don't want to have to wash my hair.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean washing every day. So I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to do that at all. I feel like another thing with that is, like, people, like, acting like because of the way that mixed race people look, that they're to be treated like an exotic animal or something to like fetishize. Like, you know that when people talk about like wanting mixed kids because mixed kids are and blah blah blah. Like, we are people, we're not just for your aesthetic entertainment.
Literally, I hate it as well when like people like say like, oh yeah, I like light skins or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, don't come near me.
Red flag. Red flag. Like, I have a preference, but I can't get behind that, to be honest. I can't even justify it.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't like you.
No, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And then, so another thing that you mentioned, Sophie, that I want to add like onto is what you were saying about don't ask stupid questions. So a lot of people don't understand what a stupid question is. Like, they might not know that it's offensive to ask a question, but there's no excuse anymore. We have the 24/7 access to the internet. A lot of us in this country do. And there's just no excuse for saying something offensive and then going, oh, but I didn't know it was offensive. Like, if you think, if you want to have a question to ask a mixed race person, but you're not sure whether that could be offensive or not, look it up. Just look up, is this an offensive thing to say? And I'm sure you'll get, you might get some mixed answers, but I'm sure there'll be a general answer into what you're saying. It doesn't help if you just go, oh, I don't mean to be offensive at the front of your sentence, because even if you don't mean to be, even if you don't mean to be, it doesn't mean that it isn't. Like, it can still, like, if you punch someone in the face and then say, oh, I didn't mean to punch you, it still hurts. Like, your face is still hurting, whether they meant to or not. It's the same kind of principle. Maybe not as extreme, but same principle.
It feels that extreme. That's how it feels. It does feel like a punch in the face when someone asks a stupid question. That was a good analogy.
I do love my analogies. and then finally, I just say, with our individual experiences, just please don't invalidate them. I mean, yes, please do validate them, but please don't invalidate them. Like, even if they might be less extreme than other types of like racism or discrimination, they still exist. They're just different. It's very upsetting sometimes to hear like, you don't experience racism, and it's like, I do, it's just in a very different way. That's a big one that I wish people knew. And also, I'm not done. The final thing that I want people to know is that stop grouping mixed race people as one. Stop grouping any type of people as one, first of all. But like, no, just because you share an ethnicity and you might share some experiences from that, there's so much diversity in a single group of people. Like, between physical appearances or likes and dislikes or individual opinions and experiences and people's journeys and whatnot, there's so many differences. Just, we're not a homogenous group.
I was literally about to say the exact same thing, because I feel like a lot of people, like, even if they listen to this, I feel like some people might think, okay, that's the overall experience of like every person who's mixed, like both British and Jamaican. Like, no, like, me and Maxine are two separate people with like two different, you know, journeys, with our own identities and stuff lives. Like, as well. So even though we've given that perspective, those are like individual perspectives, you know what I mean? Like, we're not speaking on behalf of every single mixed race person, because obviously we can't, you know, that would be just wrong. But like, you know, understand that we're individuals. Like, we have the same race, but we are individual, and you know what I mean? It's like, we have our own journeys, our own upbringings and stuff like that. We're not all the same type of like mixed race person, if that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And that brings us to the end of our discussion today, although I'm sure we could honestly talk about all of this stuff forever.
Oh yeah, I could talk for days. We hope that you enjoyed listening to our stories and that you can take away knowledge about what it's really like to be mixed race. Woo!
Indeed. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at MMUBAME to keep up with our latest Shades of Tea podcasts and our events.
Oh, speaking of events, actually, we have a Black-owned business marketplace event coming up on Wednesday, 6th of April, from 12 till 3. So We hope to see you there.
So keep up with our social medias to get more information. And yeah, we'd love to see you there. So that is Maxine and Sophie signing off on this episode of our Shades of Tea podcast. Goodbye. See you next time.
See you next time, guys.